in Wisconsin. Alex Lazary yesterday announced that he was dropping out of the race, endorsing Mandela Barnes. Remember, a week or so ago, Tom Nelson dropped out of the race and said he was endorsing Mandela Barnes, the other Mandela. This leaves two major candidates in the polls still alive, which is Mandela Barnes and Godlewski. And then there's also Steve Olakara, there's Peter Pekarsky, and there are a couple of other candidates. The election is the 9th of August. The election is a week from this coming Tuesday. It's time to get going. I want to talk about this dropping out of Lazary, what it signifies, and what I think it means for the Senate race. When he dropped out, Alex Lazary, in the last Marquette poll, had been maybe two points behind Mandela Barnes. Mandela Barnes released an internal poll that showed now he was 14 points ahead of Lazary. Internal polls, look, they're all over the place, but the truth of the matter is that I'm sure Lazary was doing his own internal polling, and it may have looked like the momentum was shifting to Mandela Barnes. You know, politics is a funny thing. Everything is static for a long time. Everybody goes, oh, I'm undecided and whatever. There are two choke points in a campaign. The last 96 hours. The last 96 hours, the last 4 days is when everything starts to shift, and there's no force in the world that can push that back just through advertising in the last 4 days. But in the last 2 weeks, things start to shift, and it's sort of like an avalanche as weather gets warm. You know, the ice and the snow start to come down. You can't stop it. And for whatever reason, Barnes had gotten an awful lot of endorsements. You know, he'd gotten Bernie Sanders, he'd gotten Elizabeth Warren, he'd gotten this one and that one, all on the progressive side. And a primary tends to appeal to the extreme of the party. So in the Democratic primary, it's the more progressive side, and the Republican primary, it's more the Trump side. And that's just the fact of the matter. So I think Lazary probably looked at this. He'd already put in $12 million, $12.3 million. He ran a heck of a race. And let me tell you something. Alex, you have a bright future in Wisconsin politics. You're a good guy. Your heart's in the right place. You've done a great job with the Milwaukee Bucks as a vice president. And you did a great job getting the 2020 Democratic National Convention to Milwaukee. The fact that COVID interfered with that is not our fault, not your fault. And you're a young guy. You're a friend of Mandela Barnes, you've endorsed him. If he ends up being the nominee, which it looks like he may well be, and then he goes on to beat Ron Johnson, you will have accomplished a significant service. I've previously said to Tom Nelson, you are a very good guy. You're young and you have a bright future in the Democratic Party, and you've done a great job as county executive of Outagamie County. And we simply can't lose you in politics either. And as Sarah Godlewski, look, you're still alive. There's a notion in the World Series of Poker. I, by the way, like playing poker as an amateur, not for a lot of money and not in a bad way, but I like playing poker. Played with buddies all through law school, my legal practice, I do now. And there's an old saying that as long as you have a chip in a chair, you're alive. Chip in a chair. There's a famous case where one guy almost had all his money wiped out. He had one chip left, but he still had a chair at the table and he went on to win. He just went all in and kept doubling, and he won. So Sarah Godlewski has a chip in a chair, and if for any reason this doesn't work out for her, she did a heck of a job as state treasurer. She did a heck of a job mustering support against the Republican constitutional amendment to strip state treasurer away from the voting public and make it an appointed secret position where the Republicans could have gotten their hands on the money. And Sarah, you have a heck of a bright future too. And you have a chip in a chair. And in Mandela, I just want to say you're a good man. You're a friend of mine. I've known you a long time. You have a terrific future. And right now, you're in the catbird seat. You're in the catbird seat. Wish you well. And I will say this to whoever... And I want to say this to everybody. Whoever is the nominee, whoever is the nominee of the Democratic Party, get behind them. I don't care who you voted for, who you wanted in the primary. Ron Johnson is an outlier. Ron Johnson isn't even a normal Republican or a conservative. What Ron Johnson is, he's an enabler of the insurrection. He said that, it was just a bunch of guys letting off little steam. But if it had been Black Lives Matter, he would have been concerned. He had to throw the black reference in. Black Lives Matter did nothing like the insurrection. The vast majority of the protests that were the Black Lives, and remember something, they were for George Floyd, who was strangled over 8 or 9 minutes in Minnesota by a sadist. They were for Jacob Blake in Kenosha, who was shot in the back about 8 times as he was getting into a car with his kids in the back seat by an officer. And he was the prosecutor, both the attorney general and the county prosecutor declined to bring charges. The truth is that there is in Wisconsin, and it's the fault of the electorate, frankly, there is no killing of any law enforcement that will result in any criminal sanction. Part of that is for good reason. Law enforcement has the most dangerous job in the world. Law enforcement themselves get killed. They have an absolute courage. My uncle and my cousin were cops. One was a lieutenant of police in New York City, and the other one was a police officer in New London, Connecticut. And it's very dangerous. And I have friends, Vince Bobbitt, good friend of mine, ran for mayor, ran for city attorney, excellent, excellent guy, former municipal judge, was a police officer, and was shot when he was on duty. Good friend of mine. So in almost every circumstance, the police have to be able to not only defend themselves, but to stop any possibility of their being shot at or killed. That said, you have a guy up in Minneapolis who has a man restrained and strangles him. That's a different story. That's a different story. A guy gets in the car and he simply turns his back on you, and his kids are in the back seat, and there's no gun in sight, and you pump 8 bullets into his back. That's wrong. That's very different. So in any event, Mandela Barnes is looking good with about 2 weeks to go, less than 2 weeks to go. Sarah Godlewski has a chip in a chair, and she's a formidable contender. And I don't know how this shakes out. Let me tell you something. We cannot predict where Alex Lesry's votes go. Alex Lesry is a good man, and he endorsed Mandela Barnes. But voters have their own minds. I don't know where they'll go. I don't know where they'll go. The same with Tom Nelson's supporters. I don't know where independents go. I don't know where the undecideds go. So stand by and stay tuned. Now, the reason this is such an important election is a couple of reasons. One, obviously, is it's the best chance for the Democrats to flip a seat to hold our Senate majority. Right now, Raphael Warnock in Georgia is looking very good against Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker has done and said some nutty things. It looks like we can hold Georgia. John Fetterman in Pennsylvania looks good against Mehmet Oz. Mehmet Oz, who didn't serve in the American military, but served in the Turkish military, didn't vote in U.S. elections, but he votes in Turkish elections. Yeah, he lives in New Jersey. He's a TV personality. He's known as Dr. Oz. And he has nothing to do with Pennsylvania, except that his wife's parents, his in-laws, live in Pennsylvania. So he, quote, rented a room, end quote, in their house. Oh, really? He rented a room in his in-laws' house, so he has what he calls, quote, residency, end quote. He has more residency in Newark, New Jersey, and Istanbul, Turkey, than he does in Pennsylvania. So Fetterman is looking very, very good. Good guy. Cortez Maestro out in Nevada, believe it or not, is looking like she may do it. And Maggie Hassan, New Hampshire, the same way. And these are the ones we have to hold on to. In terms of other flips, there are other possibilities. It's hard to flip a seat, but we have a real good shot at flipping the seat here in Wisconsin. And it's not just because Ron Johnson has said nutty things, for instance, about COVID. He was at a conference here in Wisconsin, where a nut was on the panel who said that taking the vaccine could give you AIDS. That's false. that comes out of left field, comes out of nowhere. But Johnson is saying, you idiot, you're out of your mind, and throwing down his microphone and walking off. No, he didn't go that. He said, quote, what you say may be true. What you say may be true. That's what he said. That guy shouldn't be in the Senate if he says that, which he did say. It's on tape. He said that he's not vaccinated. He discourages people from taking vaccines. And he was pushing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Ivermectin, remember, is a veterinary drug for large animals, cows, horses. Don't go shooting up that ivermectin unless you weigh 2,000 pounds. He is a Trump slave. You know, this guy, if you put him, when I say you, I mean we, put him back in the Senate for six more years after he not only, let me tell you something else. What were you doing 4th of July, 2018? Well, 4th of July, 2018, Ron Johnson was in Moscow, Russia with Putin. Moscow, Russia. That was symbolic. He genuflected to Moscow, not to the United States. He was the chairman when they had the majority of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security of the Senate. The FBI and the CIA reported to him in security matters. He was asked, do you trust the FBI and the CIA? He said, no. He has a lot in common with the far left. Neither one of them trusts the CIA or the FBI. It's about time that some true Americans got back into government. In any event, this guy, if he gets back in, is another Trump vote, another election denier vote. He has also said that he thinks that the state legislature should run and control elections, and they want to appoint presidential electors regardless of who wins the primary. That's fine with him. That's fine with him. Okay, good luck, Mandela. Good luck, Sarah. Good luck, everybody else. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta...